And so then Martin Bernal goes on to say that Marx even went further than Hegel, because at the time he was thinking all this through, the power guys were busily destroying the quote unquote that what was called the ancient model, which actually acknowledged the contribution of Egypt. And they were busily producing this Aryan model, which in which Egyptian influence was denied outright, and Marx was on board. But this ideology of ancient Greece elevation served a political function that continues. This is not in the past, done and gone. It continues to infect the thinking of those of us underclass to this day. It created a bifurcated condition for thought itself. I apologize, I had a hard time noticing whether. Anyway, for thought itself, and we're going to have to talk more about that, I think, because I'm not sure in my effort to get to some reading, I looking over this morning, it occurred to me that some of this is too concise and could benefit from a little, fluffing out a bit. We'll see. But it created a bifurcated condition for thought itself, because class is its basis, an unstated assumption, to the degree that to this day, to reverse from class to the minds of many is to reverse from thinking itself, that word civilization, as this dualism of thought in itself suggests. A concept of freedom that's largely contemplative, a positive premised on requiring a negative, which is just another way of saying what I said a minute ago about how, well, how can we have all the good stuff, blah, 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 Marx loved freedom, Popper told us. So do we all at base. It's how we arrive, and it's how we long to stay. Unconsciously, we follow our bodies longing for it as we attend to those around us for clues to the mystery of generalized unhappiness. And I think some may dispute whether that's the case, whether there is generalized unhappiness. And perhaps we need to talk more about that too. I don't know. But to me, it seems clear because I, from my own personal experience, have recognized as the definition, an authentic definition of happiness, self-creation, creating oneself, because we long to use our gifts, and it is self, then that's what self-creation means. It means we grow our gifts, and we see ourselves develop as we engage with the ancestors, the earth, and each other, and we share with those and in those relationships. That makes us happy. That makes us happy. And in those rare moments throughout the history of class, when we've done that, most recently with the Occupy movement, when folk did not need to be told what to do, they showed up. What, we need nursing? Here. Here's someone who has that skill. We need childcare. We need art. We need this. We need that. We need growing our own food. We know what to do. We have all we need. We are altogether the physical manifestation of abundance. What we need, however, is power off our backs, period. So we do have, I believe, generalized unhappiness because we have a generalized condition across the global class system of putting ourselves, having to put ourselves on the market and turn our gifts over to the highest bidder, not allowed to grow them under our own compulsion, which means not allowed to grow them. The solution that power offers is to prove your worth, earn the right to be free from material compulsion. But generally, in accepting those terms, we miss the underlying utilitarianism, thoughts, dualism, and the hidden mindset of might makes right, and the requirement that we betray ourselves, our children, and our brothers and sisters. Marx loved freedom and underclass. Power has made certain that freedom is promoted as equivalent to freedom to think. That's that that scarcity is inevitable bull that we have to talk about, that that's not true. But that is how they keep us jumping through them hoops. This is the practical expression, this notion that freedom is freedom to think. This is the practical expression of the ideology of ancient Greece elevation, which justifies abandonment, betrayal of our brothers and sisters and ourselves, and presents necessity, scarcity, as inevitability. They erect all the misery they've done ever since throughout the history of class on that lie.